Advocates say the new UN report, waving red flags on climate change, is particularly critical for California, where megafires and persistent drought already are becoming the norm. The report also predicts 6 to 12 inches of sea level rise by mid-century. Mary Kreisman with the California League of Conservation Voters says the way forward is to wean our transportation and buildings off of oil and gas and stop using single-use plastics made from petroleum.
We need a government that is going to mandate and regulate corporate polluters, fossil fuel industries, carbon emissions to get to the change we need by 2030. That's the solution.
Nonetheless, this year, California lawmakers have stalled or killed bills to require new buildings to be all electric, hold corporate polluters accountable, and ban new fracking permits. Advocates are gathering signatures for a ballot initiative to limit single-use plastics. Opponents say these measures would burden an economy already hard hit by COVID. Kreisman, however, says we need action like that on a national scale from the Biden administration and Congress, and that will depend on the results of the 2022 midterm election.
The problem is that we don't have the political will and the political power to do it at the rate and scale that science tells us we have to.
California has been a leader on other fronts in the battle against climate change. The state will require that by 2035, all personal cars sold will be zero-emission vehicles, with clean trucks mandated by 2045. The state has set a goal to preserve 30% of lands and water by 2030 and become carbon neutral by 2045. This is Suzanne Potter for California News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.